You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
I love their personalities.
Just what I like.
I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
We're getting started.
And those will all address Uranus.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
Matt and Drew.
Nat Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Sher Shandling.
Nat and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Nat and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Nat. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Carly Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's Nat and Drew.
It is December 1st. We're a little cranked up and excited around here for Advent calendar season.
That's it. I mean, that's what it means to me. I don't know about you, but there's chocolate waiting for me sometime today.
That's what that Stevie Wonder song, "When Christmas Means to Me," is really all about. It's all about opening up the Advent calendars. You know, you can really tell a lot about your relationship, your stage of life, all kinds of things. You can tell a lot about where you are at in your life based on the gifts that you give, let's say, your spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody that you're very, 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 very close to. You can tell a lot by the gifts that you give one another, and whether it be for Christmas or, let's say, your anniversary. And yesterday was my 13th wedding anniversary.
Aw.
To this day,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. To this day, I remain a little surprised that we chose to have a wedding at the end of November. In Vancouver, the rainiest time of year, but nonetheless, that's history.
That was a beautiful wedding, and what a nice time of the year to celebrate your anniversary.
Thank you very much.
No, but I mean it. Like, it's something nice to look forward to.
We don't share the date with a whole lot of other people, I'll tell you that much. Especially for people who got married in Vancouver. But nonetheless, so yesterday was our wedding anniversary.
Yay.
My wife and I exchanged gifts. So what she got me, this was very, very cool. Have you guys heard about the Apple AirTags?
No.
Apple AirTag. So it's a little electronic device that you can attach to whether it's your car keys, whether you want to slip it in your wallet, your glasses case, whatever. And it's a little tracking device. And so you can open up like the Find My iPhone app on your phone. And you open that up, and let's say you've got one of these in your glasses case, and you can't find your glasses, and it's like you can check to see if you maybe left them in a store that you were
Brilliant.
At. Or if you just can't find them in your house, how about this? Let me do a little demo for you. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Find my keys.
Looking for Andrew's keys.
And hold on.
Okay.
It starts
pinging
my keys.
Holy.
So you can.
That's cool. Wow, I hadn't even heard of this.
So yeah, you can, if you can't find your keys in your house, you can ping your keys and then it starts making a sound and you can find your keys.
So your wife got you a tracking device so she can track you. Cool. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just how we like it.
Yeah.
It is a bit of an upgrade from Find My Phone.
Yeah, exactly. It seems way cooler. Look, oh, I can ping my keys. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm not sure whether it works, whether it's attached to her phone or not. I just assume that she was now thinking of me as the person who can never find his keys.
Yes.
I'm constantly losing my keys. I'm constantly forgetting where my keys are.
Is that true?
Maybe.
It's a good story otherwise.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. So that's what she gave me yesterday.
Thoughtful.
I gave her, because she loves Wham, she loves George Michael, Last Christmas is her favorite Christmas song.
Aww.
So I bought her a t-shirt that has the album art from the Last Christmas single when it came out back in 1984 with George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley under a tree with presents, and it says Wham's Last Christmas.
Fantastic
on it.
Gift, Drew.
That's exactly what I thought. And apparently, I have thought that before, because as she informed me last night, I have given her that exact t-shirt before.
Oh, no, Drew. Oh, boo.
Does she still have it?
She does. Now, she did an Oscar-winning performance and say, it's okay. The other one's really faded. It's really worn. I didn't wear it last year. This is a nice, fresh, new one for the holidays.
Sweet Shelley.
But I've literally given her the exact same shirt before.
Okay.
So to recap, not only am I the guy who constantly loses his keys and now has to have an electronic tracker attached to them,
mm-hmm.
I'm also the guy who has forgotten what he has given his wife for birthdays, anniversaries, whatever in the past.
Okay, well, you know what must be done today.
Am I being taken out back behind a shed?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're going shopping.
Oh, all right. Yeah, getting a make good gift. Right,
yeah.
Yes,
you
yeah.
might still get a deal.
I can get you a deal on a Wham shirt if you're looking for one of those.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
The new Sex and the City sequel series called And Just Like That comes out next Thursday. It's coming up fast. Season drops on Crave next Thursday night. A new trailer has dropped where Carrie is hosting a podcast.
The more I live, the more I find that if you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible. The future is unwritten because we're all at different stages of life.
Ah, Carrie in the words of wisdom. I guess it tracks for her character, like back yes. in the show in the 90s, in the early 2000s, she was a newspaper columnist. Yes. It would make sense in the real world that she's now like doing audio and doing podcasting. And stuff.
I love it.
The nerdy part of me wants to really go deep into the podcasting side, find out who her sponsors are, find out what Carrie's promo code is uh-huh. for 20% right. off yes. of Sherry's Berries.
Yes, Sherry's Berries.
I need to know. Enter the promo code Mr. Big to get free yeah. shipping on your first order of $50 or more.
Love it.
Pop culture has certainly had influence on what people choose to name their babies, the names they give their babies. But this one might be a bit of a curveball because a new report shows that someone in the UK has named their new baby Thanos. Plus, they are seeing a rise in the names Loki and Thor. The Marvel Universe is invading a kindergarten or playgroup near you.
My cousin was going to be named Thor. But this was 20 years ago.
Thor's different. Thor is a name that's been around for a while. But I think the Thor, people who name their kids Thor now are for different reasons than people who name their kids Thor 20, 30, 40 years ago.
That's Chris Hemsworth, right?
Yes.
Yes. And yes. I can understand that maybe that might influence maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Thor sounding pretty good these days.
You're having a different reaction to the name Thor, Aaron, than if I had suggested to my wife that we name our son Thor after the Marvel yeah. superhero. That wouldn't have gone as well in my house as well as it's going in yours. You've heard of the 5-second rule?
Mm-hmm.
Although I think depending on the person, that time frame might fluctuate a little bit. Like, I think I've heard the 3-second rule, the 4-second rule.
Yes.
I may have heard all the way up to 10 seconds.
And it also depends on what it is.
Fair enough. And how badly you want
it. That's it.
Are you looking for a way out? Are you looking to excuse yourself? What's the motivation? So that's one timing rule, the 5-second rule. This, a completely different kind of timing rule. It's the 17-second rule,
okay,
which I think is super interesting for parents. I'm sure parenting has changed so much over the last 20, 30 years. And I'm sure there are things, if you've had kids over this last chunk of time, this last decade or two, or maybe even three, there are things that you know you did as a kid that you would never in a million years let your own kid do. And there's been some research done on the benefits of risky play. Not talking about teenage party years, talking about risky play when your kids are really young. Professor Maria Brussoni is at UBC and BC Children's Hospital. She was in a recent Nature of Things documentary called The Power of Play, and she's done a lot of research into the benefits of risky play and allowing your children to kind of test their own limits, push beyond their comfort zone, find out where their own boundaries are, as opposed to parents hovering. And what she recommends is something called the 17-second rule, where you basically allow your kid to do, within reason, almost anything for 17 seconds. I don't know how it was for you, Aaron, when the girls were young, but I am so, especially anything where I see the potential for head and neck. Like when I see my son, who has never taken a gymnastics class and he's 7, like throw himself into the couch or do like rolling somersaults and stuff, and I just see his head going down to the floor, I'm like,
do you stop him?
I do. I do. I'm just like, I don't like physically stop him, but I'm like, buddy, remember, this isn't like a proper gym. It's the living room floor.
No
mats. Be careful of your head and neck. But they're like, just step back. Step back and wait. And she says 17 seconds to see how it goes, chances are your kids aren't going to do anything super reckless that's going to cause serious harm in that time frame. And there can actually be a lot of benefits in just seeing them kind of push beyond their own comfort zone and try new things.
Hard, though.
So what was it for you when the girls were young? Like, were you right in there too?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like if they had jumped off a high spot, I was at the bottom of that thing ready to catch them. Like I was like a superhero. I could move so fast across the playground, you know? And of course, like I look back and I think probably not the best parenting, truthfully, because of course they have to fall and hurt themselves so they don't do it again. Yeah. Simple. They'll and they learn, never fell, let me tell you. They never touched any ground hard.
They will learn how high is too high after a period of time. It's so funny. Like, I don't even really remember. Like, I'm sure it happened, like, when I was in a stroller. But by the time I had started school, like, even at kindergarten, like, by the time I was five, I don't remember my parents taking me to the park.
Oh.
I just went to the park.
Well, Drew, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Yeah. There were no helicopter parents, right? Yeah. That's a new thing.
The choppers were grounded.
That's right. They were at home.
Not only were they grounded, they had no interest in flying.
That's it.
My mom's chopper had no fuel whatsoever. It had no way to get off the ground.
I know. I felt like mine was the same, and she was a teacher. You really should have been a little more invested. But no, like I grew up on a street. There were four other guys. We were all the exact same age. We were in the same classes together basically from kindergarten through high school graduation, and we just for all those years we just walked to school together every single day. And I think by day two of kindergarten the five of us were walking to school every single day by ourselves, and whether that meant playground play after school before we came home or other places we'd stop along the way, we just did it. I live way closer to where my kids go to school now than where I lived as a kid. And I wouldn't let either of my kids walk to school right now.
Right? Yeah. Do you drive them both ways?
Yeah, they get driven both ways.
Well, I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
You know, here's the good news. I did all of that with Ainsley and Charlotte, right? I overparented, I helicoptered, I snowplowed. That's a whole thing too, right?
Right, yeah.
Clearing the way.
Yeah.
And they're okay.
That's good. Okay, good.
You know, I mean, they're not perfect.
Not overly resilient.
You know, but actually they are.
Okay, yeah. Good.
They are.
Good.
And so I just, you know, it's so easy to like try and do everything right and then criticize yourself.
For sure.
And I'll just tell you that they'll be okay. They'll be okay. They'll find new ways to test their boundaries that we don't know about yet.
Oh, gosh. It's probably on a device, isn't it?
There you go.
It's a whole new frontier. Move 103.5. It's time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, the Christmas edition. And May is caller 25. May! Oh, my gosh, May! Oh, May! Did you hear last hour? $3,000 in the vaults.
Oh, my God. No, I missed it.
Big, big money. Hopefully that trend here continues for you here this morning. Are you multitasking? Or are you at work right now?
Yes.
Okay, we'll keep it on the down low. We don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay, good.
Okay. May is in a precarious workplace situation.
Got
we do
it.
Not want May to get in trouble.
Okay.
So if there's big money here, May, just keep it locked in. Keep it locked in. Selling.
That's the plan.
Okay. Good luck. Open as many vaults as you like. The more you open, the more you can win. Just stay away from the alarm if that goes off. No cash, but we'll still treat you to a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House, the Christmas edition of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, powered by the King of Floors. Are you ready, May?
I am.
What do we have in Vault 1?
$500.
Oh, wow. Chunky in Vault 1.
Oh, my God.
It's scary when there's that kind of chunky money in Vault 1.
Yeah, it can go either way, so.
Is there an alarm in Vault 2, or is there even more money, May?
Let's go for one more.
May's risking it.
Oh, my God.
May's risking it. Okay. Remember, keep it quiet around the workplace. Don't get caught. So whatever happens here, whether it's like jubilation or disappointment, keep it locked down.
You're okay.
Crying is probably not the way to keep a low profile at work. Okay. Good luck, May. What do we have in Vault 2?
$550.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So just a drop. But more money. $550 in Vault 2. What would you like to do now? It's a whole new set of decisions to make.
Okay. One more.
You can do this. Vault 3.
Oh, did he?
Boo.
Oh. I knew it.
Oh, we're not big fans of that.
Darn it. No.
Because we're big fans of you. May, sorry that didn't work out, but we still have that $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House for you.
Thank you.
Saw this, and it popped for me because I think it might indicate that we are over something that used to be a big problem. So the question is, what's the most common thing that you do when you receive a duplicate gift? The number one answer is?
Return it.
No.
What?
Not in the top three, Joey.
What?
Return it and getting and like exchanging it for something else with a gift receipt? Not in the top three.
Whoa.
Regift.
Regift was number one.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I thought, Joey, because there used to be, and when I say used to be, I don't feel like that long ago, there was a big time stigma around regifting.
Huge.
And I feel like, is this an indication that we are over regifting? That it's just, it's no big deal. Thank you very much. I already have this or have no use for it.
Yeah.
But I think I know somebody who would really like it. I am going to give it to them.
Yeah.
And that's your thought process. And you just don't think anything of it anymore.
Now you're getting less gifts. Do you know what I mean? Like if you return or exchange it, you get the same amount of gifts. Now, all of a sudden, you're down a gift.
Gift count is still very important to Joey, apparently.
Yeah. I love that, actually, Joey. I hadn't thought about that because I was a strong anti-regifter. Big.
Yeah.
Like, loud and proud. But, you know, I've changed my mind, and it has to do with the environment and consumerism. You know, honestly. Like, I feel like the idea of giving something that you already have to somebody else makes sense.
But
it makes
sense. Like things.
Except for you. Okay. You're the only person I will never give a regift to. I'll make sure that the receipt is with it. You know I got it yesterday.
The natural thing for me to do, though, I kind of agree with Joey, like in terms of his initial instinct on it, is that if I got something I already had and it came with a gift receipt, I would probably just take it to the store and pick something else out.
Sure.
The top three, number one was regift. Number two was keep it and use it anyway. Number three was donate it. Like just give it to an organization or somewhere else that could use it.
Nice.
But regifting was number one. And I feel like, yeah, we must have moved past the regifting thing. Now, I think there are still rules and guidelines that you need to follow when it comes to regifting. You do need to strip away all evidence that this was actually originally a gift to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you before about the cheese plate that I got from my mother one year at Christmas time.
Yes.
That still had the card from my cousin inside it when he gave it to her. Like a good 10 years earlier than I was getting it.
So
but
great.
Literally, the card was still in the box.
So
I open it up and I'm like, oh, nice cheese plate. I open the box, pull the plate out, and I find the card inside from my cousin Jim. So, you know, you need to be aware of that stuff. Strip away all of the evidence that this was actually a gift for you. And I think at the end of the day, no, maybe this shows nobody really cares.
Agreed.
I think the circles you have to be careful of too, of making sure that they're not getting regifted within the same circle. So
absolutely.
Because people will talk about gifts. And if they say, I got a label maker from Joey, and then the other person says, I gave Joey a label maker.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's all coming undone.
Yeah.
You probably would have been in a better position if that had been your initial take as opposed to just, but I'd have less gifts.
Right. That's my stand. It's because of the story.
Joey's now talked himself into logical reaction as opposed to just instantly, but I'd have less gifts. Oh, yeah. Time for Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, the Christmas edition, brought to you by the King of Floors. Paul is in Richmond this morning. How you doing, Paul?
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. Are you, Paul, do we understand this correctly? You're a bus driver?
Yes, I am.
And are you currently en route or are you prepping for your route?
I'm prepping for my route.
Okay. I just didn't know whether you had a load full of people who were like, hang on, people, settle down. I got to open some vaults here this morning.
Are you driving a reindeer bus today?
No, I don't get that chance yet.
Darn it.
Oh. Is that a highly coveted bus to have one of the reindeer buses, Paul?
Not really.
No. Come on.
Well, we love it.
I don't believe that.
Maybe not something that's talked about amongst the bus driver circles. Paul, we appreciate you calling in and having some fun with us here this morning. Good luck. Let's hope you win a lot of money. You can open as many vaults as you like. Just stay away from the alarm. If the alarm goes first, no cash, but we'll still give you a $100 gift card to enjoy a Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck, Paul. Let's open Vault 1.
$125.
$125 is where we start, Paul.
Yeah, keep going.
$200.
Okay.
Yeah, one more.
$300.
Slowly but surely, Paul.
Yeah. Keep going.
$400.
We seem like on a predictable pace here.
Yeah. Keep going.
Vault 5.
$475.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, keep going, please.
$600.
$600 in Vault 6. Wouldn't it be wild if it took you to the 10th vault to get to $1,000? Seems to be the track we're on here. What would you like to do, Paul? Do you want to stop at 600, which is a good chunky amount, no question about that? Or do you want to push forward and open Vault 7?
Yeah, keep going, please.
Okay, let's see.
$800.
Hey, $800 now, Paul.
One more.
Okay, passing up $800. What do we have in Vault 8 for Paul?
$1,100.
Hey, Paul.
All right, that's good enough.
You're done, you're out. Okay, Paul's not chancing it anymore.
Yay!
Woo! $1,100 for Paul here this morning. Good job.
Thank you.
Let's see how much more was there to be won. What was in Vault 9?
$1,500.
Wow, still growing. Wow. Vault 10.
$2,000.
$2,000 in Vault 10. And Vault 11.
$3,000.
Things are really taking off. $3,000 and there's the alarm. Okay. Holy cow. $3,000. A big jackpot here this morning. And Paul won $1,100 of that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's Matt and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look back on this day in pop culture history for December the 1st, 1969. Let's start there because it was on this day the NHL officially admitted the Buffalo Sabres and your Vancouver Canucks into the league. Both teams started playing the following September. So not a great year. Not a great year for the Canucks.
They won last night.
They did? Not a great year. I mean, hey, maybe we're saying something different depending on how the next 6 weeks goes. To this point, it's not been a great year.
Little tough to be a Canuck fan.
Little tough slogan for the Canucks. They're in the middle of like a 22-year rebuild,
uh-huh.
I think, for the city. So they'll eventually get there. They're 8 years in.
That's it.
They got another 14 years to go in this rebuild.
Go, Canucks, go.
They'll get there. If it's any comfort whatsoever, the Sabres haven't won a cup either. So much like the Canucks, they've made it to a final. They haven't won the cup. And it doesn't look like it's going to be the Sabres year this year either. So there's always that. You just don't want Buffalo winning a cup before we do, I guess. Also on this day in 1991, Britney Spears appeared on the TV show Star Search. Were you aware of Britney even in those days? Aaron Davis, well documented, the president of the Vancouver chapter of the Britney Spears fan club.
I have to admit, I didn't really know her well, no. But I've looked back on this footage.
You didn't tape Star Search on your VHS?
VCR? That her star qualities were very apparent.
And finally, on this day in 1990, Whitney Houston topped the Billboard Hot 100. Tonight, which is, I think, one of the forgotten Whitney hits, but it too went to number one.
So
I saw this anniversary and I'm like, how's that hologram show doing in Vegas? Remember we talked about that a month or two ago?
Oh, Drew, is it not well?
Well, I don't know. It's still playing. It's still running. It's on stage at the hologram is on stage at Harrah's Casino in Las Vegas. I looked it up and still plenty of tickets for Tonight Show.
Okay. Yeah.
And still plenty of tickets for tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
But
about New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I think plenty of good seats still available for the hologram on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
I think the good news is if it's an empty theater, the hologram's feelings aren't hurt. So it could be worse.
Nat and Drew's retro news.
It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Juanita is caller 25 and is going to play the $1,000 minute this morning. Juanita had a very, very early start to her day. Where do we find you this morning, Juanita?
Hi, I'm in Surrey at the rec center waiting for my daughter.
And why were you there so early this morning?
Swim training.
Swimming, wow. So what time is there? Was there practice at 7? Was it at 6:30?
5:15 to 7:30.
5:15.
Yes, early riser.
Yeah. Hockey parents think they've got it rough. Yeah. Talk to Juanita about being a swim parent. Parent of the year. Awesome, Juanita. Well, I hope your daughter had a good practice. At least you're making use of your time here. Maybe you come away with the morning with $1,000. We hope so.
I hope so.
10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win the $1,000 prize. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. If you don't know the answer, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. But once you give us an answer, it counts and cannot be changed, okay?
All right.
Good luck, Juanita. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts right now. Golden Ears Bridge connects Pitt Meadows and Maple Ridge to what other city?
Langley.
It's Bette Midler's birthday today. Finish the title of her song, Wind Beneath
My Wings.
Which is more, 25 liters or 7 gallons? Which is more?
7 gallons.
What U.S. state is known for its peaches?
Georgia.
Crewneck, pullover, and cardigan, all types of what?
Sweaters.
Clark and Ellen Griswold are characters from what holiday movie?
Christmas Vacation.
Purdy's is known for selling what?
Chocolate.
Finish the name of this sitcom everybody loves.
Raymond.
What's the first letter in the word gnocchi?
G.
Home Alone 2 is primarily set in what U.S. city?
New York.
New York. Look at you blazing through questions in 52 seconds.
Ooh.
You want to talk about something else for the final 8 seconds?
Okay.
Just to fill the time. What would you like to talk? Let's talk about how you did. How do you feel about your performance here this morning?
Oh, there's a couple questionable ones. I'm hoping to get at least $80.
Well, which ones do you think were questionable?
The 7 gallons in New York.
Well, you got the 7 gallons right.
7 gallons is more. 25 liters is the equivalent to 6.6 gallons.
That's right.
Okay.
And then Home Alone 2 actually is primarily set in New York City.
Holy cow,
which
Joey.
Which means...
Does that mean?
$1,000 for Juanita this morning.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a nice way to wake up.
Yeah, wow. Also, it's amazing because you're sitting in your car, so there wasn't even really like... We can sometimes hear really intense Googling during the $1,000 minute.
Yep.
There was none of that.
None of that. Just blazing through it.
Wow.
Your daughter will come out from her swim practice and she's like, hi, Mom, what's going on? And you'll be like, I just won $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Hey, Juanita.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
Oh, wow. A super fun segment on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that has gone viral involving Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. In fact, all of the judges from The Voice were on the show. So Blake Shelton and John Legend were there as well, but it was Kelly and Ariana who were singing. And so Fallon's got this bit called That's My Jam, and it's like a wheel of song categories. Anyway, it lands on the category of pop divas. So the idea is Kelly and Ariana have to trade off going back and forth singing and doing their takes on some pop diva classics. And it was unbelievable. So let's start with Ariana Grande. A bit of a Cher impression,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson answers with. Ariana.
Oh my God.
Kelly Clarkson. Ariana Grande. And then Kelly Clarkson just slams the door on it. Is unbelievable.
You love this so much.
Oh my God. I can't tell you. The whole thing is 5 minutes. I posted it on the Nat and Drew Show Facebook page. I've shared it to our Instagram story as well. This was, I was riveted to all 5 minutes.
No kidding.
And then I just watched it all over again. It was amazing. I thought it was so great. They sound amazing. It's, breaking news. They can really sing.
Well, yeah. And the imitations are fun. Oh. Like there's that little hint of, you know, play. And it's joyful. I'm choked up.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know who else loved it is Dave Bautista. The actor Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course.
He was in the latest Bond movie. So he commented on the Tonight Show Instagram page. He said, if Kelly Clarkson and I were buds, I'd call her at least once a day and ask her to sing to me. I feel like my days would be a lot better somehow, although I'd probably go to voicemail a lot. So it's super great.
Wonderful.
It's super great. If you really want to smile for a couple of minutes, check that out today. And another quick scoop note, congratulations, I guess, in order to The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, who now officially have the most watched Netflix original movie in the history of Netflix. Red Notice is the movie. Aaron, you've seen Red Notice.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I know the reviews have been a little soft, but it's fun. Super fun.
It's not really a critical darling.
No.
But the audience scores are good, right?
There you go.
Oh, it's like 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Netflix came out and announced yesterday it has surpassed Bird Box, the Sandra Bullock from a couple of years ago. A total box office obviously isn't a thing for Netflix, but they say 328.8 million hours have been spent worldwide watching Red Notice.
Yeah.
If you, somebody crunched the numbers and said that more, this equates to, like, what does that mean? This equates to more hours spent watching Red Notice in its first 2.5 weeks than people spent watching Avengers Endgame in its first 2.5 weeks in theaters. And that's the highest grossing movie of all time.
There you go. Wow.
So now, whether or not they watched all of Red Notice or 15 or 20 minutes of Red Notice and thought this wasn't for me, but Aaron and I were not in that camp.
Nope. Thumbs up.
You haven't seen it yet, Joe.
No, but I might watch it this weekend, actually. It seems like kind of fun and just to sit back and watch easily.
If you like Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds, there is no reason not to absolutely love Red Notice. It's super fun.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30